Now on WAKG, from the entertainment capital of the world, here's Hollywood Doug with the latest celebrity scoop.
Hollywood Doug, good morning to you.
Good morning, Miss Mitch. How are you?
I am doing well. Jason Douglas, that is the name we can find you on social media. But, you know, you're our Hollywood Doug. That's what we call you around here. So
that's what I like to be. I love that name you gave me, Carol.
Actually, it was Sherry, our afternoon girl. That's the name
okay.
She, because she and I were talking. She goes, oh, that Hollywood Doug guy. And I was like, yeah, Hollywood Doug guy. That sounds good.
It.
And so we added the hashtag. So now that's what you are. So, you know.
Well, now it's taken off. Great. I love it.
What's going on out there?
Well, I was out and about last night, as you like to say that I do all the time, which I love. And I was at the new Lara Croft Tomb Raider premiere. You know, we didn't get in, of course, but it was kind of a smaller premiere as far as premieres go. And but you know what? It looks like, you know, that's the adaptation of the video game, of course.
Right. Yeah, and didn't Angelina Jolie do that movie years ago?
Right, Angelina did it years ago, and they rebooted it. Of course, this is the year of the reboot, and it looks like it's going to be great. You know, it's on the smaller scale, but I tell you, they put a lot of money into it, and it might, you know, jump up there. It's not going to be Black Panther sales-wise, but, you know, there were still, quite a few people there, you know, last night, so it might do okay.
Okay, so we'll look forward to that. A good action-adventure kind of movie.
Absolutely, and with the Wonder Woman doing so well, you know, this is the year, so I think they're riding on the Wonder Woman coattail. So.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I would, too. Anything,
right.
Yes. Okay, now, and speaking of Black Panther, it had another great week in the box office.
Oh, my God. Black Panther is approaching, Carol, worldwide $1 billion.
Wow.
That's unheard amazing. Of, like absolutely crazy. And another movie that we talked about a couple weeks ago, you know, it's A Wrinkle in Time, of course,
right.
You know, Oprah's movie and Reese Witherspoon. Now, it did open on the first evening sales that it had at about $1.3 million, which was good.
Okay.
And on the first Friday that it opened, it did $14 million, which is better than Black Panther. Black Panther did $10
million. Mm-hmm.
But word of mouth is killing this film, Carol.
Oh, no.
It is absolute. Now, you know, the viewers like it. They give it a B in the cinema score.
Okay.
But the critics are just giving this thing terrible reviews. So I don't know how far it's going to go. They're expecting it to do about $65 million.
Mm-hmm.
But when you compare that to Black Panther doing $1
billion, mm-hmm.
it's not like, you know, like they thought it was going to be.
That's disappointing. I have not seen that yet, and it is on my list. I wanted to go see it because I just thought that the whole story, you know, is a very good story. Disney's behind it. Typically, when Disney is behind something, it's gold. So,
of course.
Yeah, but I guess, you know, everybody has their lemon every now and then, I suppose.
Yeah, but you don't want a lemon with Oprah. God, Oprah can make lemonade. Come on, we know this. But geez, I don't think she can make lemonade out of this film. The critics are just killing it.
All right. Well, I hate that, but you know, we do have more great movies to look forward to. I know it's going to be a big year with movies, a big year with reboots. You know, the Lara Croft movie is a reboot, but there's some television show reboots coming out. More. What do we have now?
Every week we talk about some reboots because they're just dominating, you know, the news scene.
Okay.
Okay, the newest one is going to be 90210. Now, it came on a couple years ago. I think it ended in 2013. It ran for 5 years, the reboot.
Okay.
But now the original cast, Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling, have got the green light from CBS.
Okay.
And we're thinking that it's going to be a go. Now, we don't know if it's exactly going to be a 90210 type show, but it's definitely going to star both of them. And maybe a couple other people from the cast, and it might have a different tagline, but it's along those same lines. So I think, you know, like we were talking a few minutes ago, those 90s actors need some money.
Yes, they do. Yeah, and there's another reboot in the works, too.
There's another reboot, and this is a huge one. And they're doing right now, they're waiting on the creator. Her name is Jess Whedon for Buffy and the Vampire Slayer. Now, that thing ran for 10 years, and it's still doing great in syndication.
Okay.
They're just waiting on her to nod her head, and they've got everything ready to, this thing is going to go right out of the gate and be a huge hit.
That's right. What
we're hearing.
Okay. Now, talking about reboots, we have a reboot with American Idol. It switched networks. It's got kind of a new look, a whole new judges panel. What are you hearing about it?
Well, you know, it premiered on Sunday, and then it came on again last night, and, you know, it wasn't great in ratings, but it was kind of on the same lines as the Fox shows.
Right.
So it kept, you know, about the same amount of viewers, so it didn't get a lot of new viewers. But, you know, Disney's behind it. It's got a new look, and, you know, I actually watched it. Did you watch it?
I have. I have been watching it. Yes, I watched it all on Sunday, and then last night it was kind of back and forth between that
right. And
The Voice. So, but yes, I have been watching it. I love the judges. You know, the thing that's kind of bugging me a little bit is Luke Bryan. You and I were kind of talking off mic about that. He,
right.
I don't think he's comfortable in that role just yet.
Right. He, you know, he looks like, you know, the really nice, you know, country artist. And, you know, almost like Keith Urban, you know. They was just so nice and gave great advice. But he's got to get a little bit edgier, you know. And like you said, we were talking off mic that he kind of looks to the other judges for a little bit of approval. So once he finds his feet, mm-hmm. I think he's going to be fine. But I love Katy Perry.
She is doing
great. I thought Katy did a great job. She's,
yeah.
You know, they're trying to groom her into being the new Simon because she's kind of, you know, throwing some jabs in there but being nice about it, which
yeah.
Simon wasn't.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to find its feet. You know, I really liked it, and I wish it well. And, you know, they've got a lot of people behind it. Carrie Underwood's doing some, you know, voiceovers on
right.
it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she's the queen. You know, I think she's the queen other than Kelly Clarkson. So we'll see where it goes. I really think it's going to do okay.
All right. And I am enjoying some of the new talent they are finding. I love the backstories. That's the one thing I've noticed. We're getting more background. We're seeing less
right.
contestants, but we're getting more background on them. And I like that.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the girl who did Adele. I don't know
yes.
if you saw her.
Yeah.
She was really, really good. So I think it's going to be okay. I think it's going to, you know, has enough to run for a couple years, I hope.
Okay, so we'll see how that one works out. You were sharing with me Taylor Swift has a new video. I have not seen that.
You have not seen now. It's off her her latest CD, and it's called Delicate.
Okay.
And I just watched the video before we came on, and I liked it. I really liked it. But she dances a lot in it.
Oh.
You know, and the critics are giving her a lot of flack about it. Her social media is blowing up about what a terrible dancer she is.
Well, you know what? She's good at everything else, so.
Right. I mean, she's good at everything else, so they're going to get her on dancing. I mean, of course, you and I don't know. I can't dance.
I can't dance either.
At all. So if that's all they're going to falter on, Carol, is dancing, uh-huh. I mean, come on. The girl's got nothing to worry about. So I think that this song's probably going to do great.
Yeah, she'll shake it off. It's okay.
Yeah, so. Oh, my, that was great, Carol. That was great. She's going to shake it off and keep going. Absolutely.
She will. And keep making the money. So.
And keep making the money.
All right. What are your plans this week? Where are you going to be out and about to? What are we going to see you doing?
You know what? There's a couple things happening in Hollywood, but with the big thing that's happening now, I don't know if you're a RuPaul fan, but RuPaul is getting his star on the Walk of Fame this week, and we'll be out there covering that. So
that's going to be a wild time. Can't wait to see those
pictures. It is
going to
be a wild time.
All right.
Catch me on my social media, and you'll get all the pictures.
All right. Hollywood Doug, you can hashtag Hollywood Doug. All social media, Jason Douglas. He will answer your questions and everything.
Right.
So, Doug, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have a great week.
Absolutely, Carol. You have a great one.